Hello, welcome to the So Far Nameless podcast. I am your host, Mac Hodge, and we have a recurring guest, plus, you know, our usual two. Those guys.
Alright, pal.
Alright, buddy.
Let's be honest, I'm not a super professional guy, but you guys remember Jeremiah from last episode.
Hi.
He's a guest. He's not a part of the show.
I'm not, like, he made me sign this paper that said I wasn't part of the show.
Yeah.
Very professional.
Yeah, so if the show ever begins to take off, I mean, this guy, I don't owe him anything. He's just a guest.
What are you talking about, take off, Mac? This is the number one podcast on Spotify.
Oh, yeah. Baby. Oh, yeah. I don't have Spotify.
Keep him on now.
No. This is the number one podcast on.
We don't even have to be on Spotify to be the number one on Spotify.
I think we're.
Yeah.
No. We're signed up for it. Okay. I mean, I don't have Spotify, so I can't. I mean, I guess I could pull up the numbers. Anyway, but we are actually
all of our Spotify.
Hello.
Anyone listening to this on Spotify, please go to the our subreddit and.
Oh yeah,
because
we have a subreddit.
Top of the charts.
We have a subreddit. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. By the time you all are hearing this, there will be a subreddit.
I mean, that's the job.
So far, nameless.
That's the job I assigned you last week, and it still hasn't happened yet. I'm waiting, man.
You didn't include a due date.
Okay.
I procrastinated. I did other stuff.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Well. This past week has been so terrible. I mean,
womp, womp, womp.
I'm mostly just busy stuff. When I'm in school, I have quizzes and tests. And when I'm out of school, I have homework for the school. And I have trying to figure out how to record a podcast. And I mean, I'm glad we finally found a time that works.
I have the flu.
Oh yeah, Lukey boy's sick beyond all measures.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on his deathbed. This might be his last episode.
But I'm still here for the boys and the fans.
Pretty
soon. It was specified in his contract that he signed.
Yeah, it's true actually.
Next episode, he is going to be. We're gonna give him like an echo filter, and he's going to be a ghost because he died from the flu.
Yeah, it's actually true.
Really, really.
This was actually recorded. I'm probably already dead by now. This was pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
It's like we're speaking to the Iron Man message right now.
Wait a second. No.
What?
The whole thing, my whole brand is that I just recorded and I put it out there. We don't.
Mac, it was a joke. I'm not actually going to die, am I? No, you're scaring me.
You're spreading propaganda. Hey, hey. That this is pre-recorded, that this is premeditated. No.
Yeah, that's a little bit of.
Now I feel like I'm actually going to die next episode.
I told you it was going to be an echo filter. We're not actually going to. All right.
Okay, all right, man.
This guy thinks he can just cut me off with his little drum solo and I'm going to be okay with it. Well, no.
All right, man.
Yeah,
you guys did not introduce yourselves at all. I gave you the prompt to, and we just got right into it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, well,
Willie, you can go first.
Yeah, Willie goes first. He's important.
I'm the what's up, everybody? I'm the better one.
Ooh. Homelander over here.
All right.
Luke, who are you?
Hello, everybody. I'm the mediocre one.
Yeah. and finally,
do we need our names?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Luke, and I'm the mediocre one. Hello, everyone. I'm sick.
No, let's not. Seriously, don't do that.
Mm-mm. Let's not do that.
Jeremiah.
My name is Jeremiah. I am 17, and my favorite color is red.
Yeah, mine's green.
Hi, Jeremiah.
What's starting to What are those meetings called where people
AA,
go?
The AA meetings. This is our this
is
our AA. So what happened this week? Luke, you were sick.
Yeah, I was sick. Oh, I've got a phenomenal story. This is perfect for the podcast. All right. So, Mac, is this all right if I tell a story here? It's not too long.
No, yeah, no. I've been meaning to get our times up.
All right. So, I've been real sick, you know, and I've been taking nighttime cold and flu pills. Like, you know, they're pretty big pills, but they're like gel pills. So, no big ditty. No big.
No big ditty.
Why? I would hope not.
All right, my fault. Time out. Let's rewind.
The flu has really knocked it out of him.
Get a drink of water. Let's get.
No,
I can fill in the rest. I've been keeping tabs on his location. I know what you've done past week. He's been popping them perks like they're fucking Mentats. Okay, it's crazy.
Mentats.
Guilty. Anyways, so I've been taking these like pills before I go to bed. It made me feel better.
Yeah,
you know?
That was a Fallout reference.
And they're no big deal. Like, I've been taking pills for a long time. Like, I can get pills down without choking
on
them.
Same.
Well, it's like 1 o'clock. And, so I'm getting the pill down. I start choking on the pill. And then, passed out on my counter, pouring pop all over me. And, like, I can't move or breathe. And I eventually get up and I get the pill down. I'm like, whoa, what just happened? And then I just go to bed, man. But it was a very, very odd story to me, man. That's a nice cat.
Yeah, Willie's showing us this.
Almost.
For the audience, Willie, throughout the entire story, was showing us his cat. And he's throwing it out the window.
Willie.
Oh, okay. For reference, it is like -5 degrees outside.
That's an exaggeration.
That's animal and
they have heating.
An exaggeration? I would never lie to you guys.
So, Segway.
Where? I love Segway.
The topic for today is lies.
How dare you?
Jeremiah, you sir, you know how to keep a conversation rolling.
Yet another lie by Mac.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
So, I was thinking.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's another lie. I don't think. I just don't.
That's what I was thinking.
No, you weren't. Anyway. Alright, dude, I'm gonna kick you off this wall, man. I'm gonna just put your volume on 13% and we'll see if that bothers.
Stop the recording.
Let's try
I'm gonna Mac, I've got this insatiable urge to lie.
Do you now?
Yeah.
Well,
I just want to talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So I was thinking earlier, wow, people don't like to tell the truth. And I'm a people, and so are all the other people. So like,
yeah, it's true.
We all
people be people.
We all lie, like, a lot. And I thought maybe we should bring to light like some lies that we've been told or some lies that we've told other people and really expose ourselves and our family.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we can get into it in any way. You guys should title your stories, or you shouldn't, because that format has been copyrighted by distractible.
I've got
friends.
One, but I'll let somebody else go first since I went first in the last
save story. Your name. It's like saying Voldemort's name in the Harry Potter universe.
You know, our parent podcast, and by that I mean they are not affiliated with us, and I just take all my inspiration from them because I like to rip people off.
Yes.
So, who would like to take the reins and start off the topic for today? lies.
I will. I am a good, I'm a very good liar. No, you're not. No, I'm not. It's a terrible I'm a very liar. Frequent liar. does not mean I'm good at it. The other day, I lied.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna come out and say it. I lied.
Oh no.
I was, so I am, what's the word for when you get married, but you're like, not actually, but also, yes,
engaged?
Marriage fraud?
Elope. I'm eloping.
Okay.
I'm eloping, with a woman by the name of Sophia, and last night I was playing a video game with her. And she asked me, hey, did you get your homework done? I said, yes, I did not.
Wow.
And then I went to play Marvel Rivals and still did not get my homework done.
Jeremiah, can we not gloss over the fact that you are eloping with Sophia? I mean, I know her. This is news to me. I didn't know this was happening. Is this like real news or were you lying? Because that's the bit of the show.
What is the name of the episode, Matt?
Okay. Well, we're telling stories
about. That was pretty good.
We're telling stories.
He's such a good liar. He's confusing you,
okay,
Matt.
All right. I'm not confused.
No, my head. All right. I would like to go. Can I go?
No. Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Oh. Hey, you're lying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, so this is actually not a story about me. It's a story about a certain mean, cruel sister.
Oh no! Right?
And that happens to be my sister, Matt. The sister that you know.
Are you gonna name drop, or are you gonna keep it anonymous?
No, I'm not gonna name drop on here.
Okay.
We'll say that her name is Brittany.
Okay.
So. The story starts with me. I am about 6 at the time. Mm-hmm. And we just got a new puppy. And it's is my headset fell, my fault. And his name, I guess I won't keep the dog's name, you know, dog got an identification. His name's Smorky. So we were all playing outside and the dog was outside too. And I picked the dog up. And, like, I, like, barely, like, dropped him. But, like, he was fine. He landed on his feet and was fine. He didn't even yelp or anything. But my sister lied and said that she went to Dad. And Dad said that I really hurt the puppy.
Oh.
So I was grounded for, like, a month and had to go stay in my room. I couldn't play outside because I hurt the dog. So, yeah, she lied about that. So I couldn't play with them. And I just remember sitting there outside of my window crying, and like it was rough. It was pretty mean.
Wow.
And I ended up taking a broom and hitting her upside the head.
Oh
wow!
Nah, you hit her. That's you hit her with the
puppy. That's a lie. That's a lie. But the dog story is true. The broom is a lie. Straight up.
So are we gonna tell these stories and then immediately after reveal the lies in the stories that we told?
Yes.
Well, you decide to, yeah, man.
Okay.
Or don't ever.
This is like two truths and a lie, except the whole thing's the truth and there's like a little lie in there.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. I was kind of expecting these stories to be longer. Like, put some girth on it.
I don't have a lot of very. Good yeah. Stories.
Well, it doesn't have.
I'm thankful on why it's Willie's turn.
I want you to imagine like how much your parents lied to you when you were younger. How much they still lie to you.
Oh my god.
I want you to think about teachers lying. I want to, like any
oh,
lie.
Oh, it could be other people lying.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. Now think about that while Willie takes his turn.
All right. So, in elementary school, whoa. I had this friend named Steven, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me and Steven would act like there's ghosts in the school and that we were the only ones that could talk to them. We each had very descriptive lore and stuff for each one. So we would like, not even kidding, we would turn over and like talk to them like in the middle of lunch, by the way.
So
you like, know what the lie is?
What is the lie?
My friend's name wasn't Steven, it was Mac. Uh-huh.
What?
So
huge reveal.
In elementary school, me and Willie were obsessed with ghosts and like Five Nights at Freddy's and anything super scary. So we would come up with these stories, and I don't think either of us genuinely believed that the other was telling the truth, but we would tell these stories as if they were genuinely real. We would talk about, Willie told me once about his Halloween costume, and how it was Slender Man, and he had, like, stilts and animatronic tentacles that would go on his back.
Oh my god, that was so bad.
And I actually That's did believe funny. Him. I believed that he had that. I was like, ooh, dude, that's so cool. How'd you get all that? Oh my gosh. And it's like, no, the kid straight up lied to my face.
That's hilarious.
Dude. Oh my gosh, this whole school, I haven't gone to school with Willie in a long time, but the last time I was in school with him was the sixth grade, and we were going around, and we were talking, and, like, it was some sort of class introduction thing, and I was like, so I don't know what prompted this, we were talking about gingers, and I was like, yeah, but gingers don't have souls, so you Holy can't go shit. To heaven.
I remember exactly what prompted the conversation.
Okay, then you tell the story, because I genuinely don't even remember.
Because, alright, so we were reading a story in a big, big textbook, and it was about this one princess. She was ginger, and she had a brother that was not ginger. Mm-hmm. And, well, her brother was very calm and collective, but she was not. And the teacher was talking about how gingers get aggravated a lot easier. And
yeah.
They have a much angrier soul. And Mac decided to stand up in the middle of class.
I did stand up. Shout. I literally did shouted, stand up.
No, that's not right, because gingers don't have souls.
Reminds me of that one video of the, it was like a British ginger dude. He's like, gingers do have souls. We do.
Gingers do have souls. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He may not have been
British. Edgier looking guy.
Anyway, dude, that, oh my gosh. We were so stupid in elementary and middle school.
Oh. Sounds like it.
Oh.
Jeez,
it was so funny.
I want to be so genuine here. Willie did not tell a lie that entire time. I did That's stand hilarious. Up in the middle of reading a book in class and said, "That's not true. Gingers don't have souls."
Did the class at least find it funny?
Yeah, the class erupted in laughter. Willie didn't find it funny. He was so mad.
No, I wasn't mad. I was like embarrassed, bro. I got called out in the middle of the class.
What'd the teacher say?
The teacher said, "That's not very nice. Please sit back down." No.
It was some poor old grandma, bro.
It was Miss Hart.
I don't remember Miss Hart.
Do you if Luke knows Mark Hart, our state representative and also KRT's board member. Oh my god. His wife. I was in her class.
So there's two Miss Whites?
What? Mark Hart's
the other
wife.
Miss White.
Hart.
Yeah, there's also another one. There's also a Miss Hart, another Miss Hart.
The teacher one.
They're both teachers.
What?
Every old woman in our county is a teacher.
You know what, you're right. That's the truth. That is the truth. I don't know.
I can't breathe.
Take a drink of water, you fool.
I'm out of water. I've already drank 2 cups during this podcast.
Jeez.
I'm trying to keep
I'm up. Down. I'm up by 3 liters, man. You gotta increase your throughput.
All right, buddy.
So, my turn. This also happened in middle school, but this was the 8th grade. So, someone had been spreading some rumors about me that I had been hitting a girl. Not hitting on.
What the hell?
Not, like, trying to get with.
I was gonna say.
That I had been hitting a girl, and this girl just so happened to be the girlfriend of this delinquent kid who...
So I was
using the bathroom. I was taking my sweet time before class started. I was relieving myself, and I go to wash my hands, and there I see this kid. I'm gonna just say what his name was in the school, because I don't think that was his real name, and if it was, then his parents hated him. His name was Sway.
Ain't no way. That rhymes.
Stop laughing.
I'll stop.
I'm sorry. Oh, dear. I pity you. I genuinely do right now. So anyway, he walks in. Sway's in, and he says, "So,
okay.
I've been hearing that you've been hitting my girl." And I say, "No." He says, "Okay, even if it's not true, if I see you outside of school, we're fighting." And I was like,
"Whoa,
okay."
Okay.
Keep in mind, we don't live in the same town. This kid was never going to see me outside of school. And I don't think he realized that. Oh my gosh.
Boys, we might have a problem.
What's the problem?
What?
My phone is on 1%.
Oh, no.
How about you plug it in?
There's no available chargers.
Gulp.
No available.
I might join in later, but for now, this is my Siegoon.
All right. You take yourself a little hiatus. We'll see you later.
All right. If I don't return, see ya, viewers or listeners. My bad. Sorry to,
Willie will return, hopefully.
Maybe. Who knows?
I'm gone forever. The Elite is coming for me.
No! No, Willie, no!
Not the Elite!
The Elite! They're here!
The Elite, no!
Wow. Oh,
man.
I'll miss him.
I can't believe he's dead forever.
He's died already.
Yeah. Now we're gonna have to spray paint one of our hairs orange.
Jeremiah,
who wants to spray paint their hair orange?
Jeremiah, you were a replacement Luke last episode. You're replacement Willie now.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. You got to spray paint your hair. Do your best impression of Willie.
Yeah, okay.
No, do it. No, he was serious. Do it.
Do it, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm serious, man. We need a replacement for him.
No, that's Luke.
That's me, you son.
You sound so similar.
Hey.
Not really.
Yeah, whatever.
That's below the belt.
Actually, no, I can kind of hear it now. Wow.
Oh, yeah, no, you cannot.
No, I can't.
You do not sound the same.
No, I can kind of hear it.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
The main way I was distinguishing between them was the mic quality.
Ooh.
To be honest.
Who is the better mic quality?
Will.
Oh!
Ooh. Roasted.
You were the roasted one.
Yeah, I know. I claimed it. I said it roasted.
All right. Now, we get off topic so quickly. I mean, it's hard to think of lies. I mean, we don't have any time to pause or think about what the next person, like, what we're going to say in the moments between stories, because we're listening to the other person's story. So,
I mean, we lied about talking about lies.
The title for this episode, it was Mr. and Mrs. Information. Because I thought maybe we're going to talk more about parent lies, you know?
Parent lies?
Yeah, parents lie all the time. I mean, that's how you get your children to listen to you. You lie to them. Like how the fables and stuff started because parents didn't want their children going out in the woods. So they said, if you go out there, there's a big bad wolf who's going to blow your house down or eat your grandma or something.
Ooh.
Which, by the way, I think is
insane. I got you.
Some crazy,
okay.
Crazy stuff.
Okay, parent lie. Trying to think, and I got some.
Well, you've heard common ones like coffee will stunt your growth. If you eat chewing gum, it'll be in your stomach for 7 years.
Yeah, I heard that one. Yeah. I heard carrots gave me, like, night vision.
Night vision?
Yeah.
I mean,
I was told, like, I could see really well in the dark if I ate some.
That is actually propaganda from
World War II. They explained it to me, like extreme. Like I could really see in the dark.
Hmm.
They over.
Your parents told you that?
Killed it.
Did your parents tell you that?
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Whoa, wait.
Thinking about lies.
Whoa, that's so weird. When I go into a Google, it turns off the audio in here.
That's really weird.
Why does it do that?
Oh god.
No, it's not a huge deal. I'm just gonna make the tab smaller so I can.
Oh, okay.
Set to the selected window.
No, it's just in my actual audio, it like turns off when I go in a different tab.
Interesting.
Luke, did you hear my question where I said, did your parents say that to you?
Yeah, that's what my parents told me.
That's kind of crazy, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it worked. I ate my carrots.
Huh. Some parents rotate out their toys every few months so that there's no new toys. They're the same old toys, but they are really new toys because they get old.
Ah.
That's kind of cool.
Oh.
That is cool. Ooh. Either I'm really bad at detecting lies, or people just feel so honest around me.
Well, I mean, a lot of people...
I think I'm just really bad.
A lot of people's policies, most of the time, is to tell the truth. I mean, I've told quite a few lies, but I think part of that is that, I mean, they're little white lies. I've never had some big conspiracy.
Yeah, it's not,
It's not memorable.
Yeah. Oh my god, never mind. I've got a story.
Oh, he's got a story.
Oh?
I've got a story.
He's got a story.
Okay. So I went through a big misinformation phase.
Mm-hmm.
Big into, lying. And one of my favorite lies was to talk about my friend, Zytrek Roshkov, and his friend, Shelby Carter. And
you're name dropping them so hard right now, dude.
Listen, man. All right.
I mean, if they have grievances, you're gonna have to deal with that. Might bleep their names.
They're not gonna.
Yeah, probably not.
You're gonna bleep their names?
No, I know Zychik. he does not care.
Yeah. He might He might not like being associated with Shelby, but, you know.
Yeah.
But, so they were very close, and they said they were just friends. I would later find out that they were not just friends. They were lying, for whatever reason, for 6 months. But what I would do is I would go around telling people that Shelby took off her shirt in a steamy car with Zytrek in there.
Oh my gosh, Jeremiah.
Oh.
Which is technically
lie.
True. Technically
what?
True. Shelby had, okay, so you know how when you're sitting in a car at night, the windows fog up? Zydrick and Shelby were doing that. And so the windows fogged up, and Shelby took off her sweatshirt. She had, like, a tank top on.
Jeremiah, you evil dog.
You evil
dog.
And it got really out of hand.
Oh, you sly, sly dog.
It was really funny. He was mad at me for a little bit.
I mean, I would be too. I have actually.
But he's a sucker. He's a sucker, so he doesn't care. He told me. He told me that factoid. So
I have,
and I was immediately like, "Oh, I got help."
I have a similar story. And you saying that just completely reminded me that this even happened. So, back before me and my current girlfriend started dating, she's probably fine if I say her name. Back before me and Maddie started dating, I was dating someone else named, we're gonna call her,
Margaret.
We're gonna call her Siri. Margaret. We're gonna call her Siri.
Siri.
Any listeners out there, turn off your Siri devices if you're listening on speaker.
Actually, Siri has a thing where it detects the user's voice. That's the whole point of setting up the Hey Siri.
Oh, Amazon has my vocal patterns. Okay.
So anyway, back to the point. So before me and Maddie had started dating, and I was dating Siri, Siri had this friend who nobody, I mean, people weren't a massive fan of, especially Maddie. Maddie really doesn't like this girl. So, and I don't even know if this is true, what I'm about to say right now, if this is a rumor that was genuinely spread around, but this is what Maddie told me, and I don't think she would lie about something like this. So apparently Siri's friend had spread around that me and Maddie had made out on top of her pool table in her basement.
What?
And she spread that around, which is like, what? How would you
top tier friend, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Drama thickens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, how would you know? How on earth would you, like, we were sitting in the basement, we were on a we were watching a show. Wait, no, I'm getting my factoids mixed up. I'm getting my factoids mixed up.
It's an episode about lying.
I had already broken up with Siri at this point.
That makes it more acceptable? No.
Why? What would have been the big deal?
No big deal. Just that it was spread around that me and Maddie were making out on top of pool tables.
I see.
I guess you could call that rumor a scratch. Oh man. I mean I know I'm funny, but that was just A material right there.
So afterwards, when you did get with Maddie, did you go and do it?
Huh?
Never mind. You don't have to answer that.
Did we do it? The crickets go. No.
Like, did you ever think, like, oh, you remember that old one?
Like make out on. I thought you meant like have sex.
No, but what? No.
Oh. Oh,
you're
no,
like
man. I thought 14 was
years old, man.
I'm not 14. I'm 16.
It's the same thing.
Okay. All right, pal. Says the 17-year-old.
Hello, hey.
So, no, we didn't make out on the pool table at all. It's covered in Maddie's crochet material, so it's not even accessible. Like, just an out.
So was it the friend's house or Maddie's house?
Maddie's house.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. We were just watching a movie.
Yeah, ain't no damn business.
I mean, we kissed for the first time.
Yeah.
But we weren't making out on her pool table. Anyway, that was just kind of a...
I have a great date idea for after the podcast.
Okay. Oh, are you go? Oh, you meant you're gonna say it after the podcast. Now we're gonna go on a date after the podcast. That makes more sense. See, you got my hopes up, man. I mean, I was excited.
What? No, I meant okay. Whatever. I know whatever.
Man, I cannot believe that you would lie to me like that.
That wasn't a lie.
I mean. It sounded like a lie.
Sounded like a lie to me, but I didn't even catch it. So, but I'm just siding with one person.
Yeah, yeah, and he's siding with me because he doesn't know you, Jeremiah. He doesn't know you. You're nobody.
Well, I mean, I'd never heard of either side, so like it wasn't anything to do with that. I'm just trying to build a Lego right here.
What?
I love you.
I'm not just Lego off my shelf. I'm trying to rebuild a Lego.
You're just multitasking in the middle of recording. I love it. It's awesome.
Yeah. I do that a lot. I get distracted very easily.
One of the biggest lies that I've heard ever told is that drinking too much water is bad for you.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that too.
No, it's just not bad for you.
I have consistently had clear urine for the last 5 years of my life, and I feel fantastic. I average 4 liters a day. That's about a gallon. I feel great.
You know, I've been told that you need at least that much to survive, and I don't drink any water, and I am perfectly fine.
That's where it comes in. Most of the food you get, most of the water you get, is if you eat like a lot of vegetables, a lot of meat, a lot of that is water. Mm-hmm. A significant amount of that is water. Mm-hmm.
But during my concussion recovery, it was made very clear that I needed to get the recommended amount of water per day, and I was like, I eat. That's how I get my water.
I eat.
So some people drink water, some people eat watery foods. I do both. I feel fine. The main danger of drinking too much water is your kidneys can only filter 1 liter an hour about. Mm-hmm. So if you drink more than that, it's technically it's water poisoning. Where your body physically cannot get water out of your system. That's bad. But it's really hard.
Really hard to do
It's really, really hard to average more than a liter an hour. A liter is 2 pounds of water, by the way.
Yeah, that would be impressive.
Oh my goodness. I'm looking through this website. It's BuzzFeed. I'm just gonna say it's BuzzFeed.
It's that one website.
It's lies. It's white lies parents told children. This one says when it's past bedtime, change the language on the TV to Spanish, and then when the kids act confused, you just tell them they're tired. I'm stealing that. I'm using that.
That's funny.
Oh, like that is such a good...
and then if they stay up, you just start speaking to them in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, because I know Spanish.
We're talking about 20 years from now.
You think 20 years from now I'm gonna take the time to speak Spanish?
You're gonna be mandated after Mexico invades.
Oh yeah, because we changed the name.
To the Gulf of America.
Gulf of America.
Yeah, because they're really upset.
For anyone not in America, your maps aren't going to change. For everyone in America, your map will also probably not change. Mm-hmm. But
probably not.
The U.S. government now officially recognizes the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf of America.
Mm-hmm. Which
was it official yet, though?
Yeah, it's official. It's an executive order.
Signed by our president, yeah.
We show about that.
Yep.
It's like really, really funny. But the thing is that it's so vague that it you can't really enforce it, right?
Yeah.
Like,
it's an executive order, but I mean it means basically nothing.
The most it means is that this might happen sometime.
Another lie that was spread around recently was that in Donald Trump's executive order that there are only two genders. He said it's the gender that you are assigned at conception. And that would make legally every single person in America a female, because that's how that biology works. Yeah, we all start off female. That is not true. So to any listeners who have heard that and think that's true, it's not. I'm sorry to break it to you. Do your own research. Read the actual executive order. He did not say that we are all at conception what gender we were at conception. That's not true.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. On that note.
We're not even. We're gonna shoot for 50 minutes today.
Oh my god! What minute are we at?
We're at 41 minutes. I'm sorry that you hate this
41
show.
41 minutes.
I'm sorry.
There's gotta be some sort of record.
Actually, no, our record is 45 minutes, but Jeremiah, I'm
so... What if it was 45 minutes?
I'm so sorry that you hate this show so much and that you despise being on it, but I have...
Too bad, you're under contract. I'm missing important events here. I've actually got... I play pro for a Marvel Rivals team.
Oh.
I got like $5,000.
Well, excuse... Last week. Excuse...
I'm missing the practice. So
this is an important event. So how about that?
I guess you're right.
This is better than anything.
If I think about it, 20 years down the line when you're rich and famous, you might give me more money.
Yeah.
Might.
Maybe.
So
probably not.
I mean, that Chili's gift card is still on the table.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
I'm staying here. Love the show.
Yeah. Yeah, see? Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, truly. It means a lot that our residential guest, and that sounds sarcastic, but we do love you having you on the show, or at least I do. These guys, behind the scenes, they're laying into you.
Really? Really?
I mean,
Luke and Will.
They're real gossipers.
Oh, dear. Are they talking about my massive penis?
Okay.
Evidently, no.
If I was making a rumor about me, that's what I would talk about.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to put an explicit just because you said the word penis.
Just make a dolphin noise, please.
I don't know how to edit. That's not... I have so
Hey, hey, editing. Do. Hey, editing, Mac. Hey, editor.
Here, I got this. Okay, Jeremiah, okay. Just say
it
again.
I'm about to say, yeah, okay. Are they talking about my enormous...
There you go. Here all night.
This is some Seinfeld comedy right here,
oh
dude.
Oh my god.
This is crazy.
Kramer, why are you going crazy on stage? Sorry.
So what's the deal? With airline food. Yeah,
another right. lie that was told is that Seinfeld is a funny show.
Yeah, maybe 50 years ago when it aired.
Well, it's true. Yeah, it's just not good. I've never been a fan of Seinfeld.
I like the intro. That's about all I can say about Seinfeld.
Yeah, the intro is good. Seinfeld, get him off my screen.
Yeah. Yeah, get that guy out of here.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, Seinfeld, he's really not that funny. The B movie is only funny. In my opinion, we're laughing at the B movie, not with the B movie.
Mm-hmm. The B movie is so...
Well, just my opinion.
Just my opinion, you can't cancel me for it.
Yeah, can't cancel me for it, bro.
Oh my god. And with that reference to the B movie, I'm gonna close the episode here. I just can't.
You like jazz?
Okay.
Hey, wait. We just got to the good topic.
Okay.
Yeah.
The B movie is the good topic.
Yeah, that's what our next 5 episodes are going to be. Isn't that what you told me last week, Pat?
Yeah, I did say that. We're going to be analyzing the B-movie for the next few thousand episodes on the show.
Yes, we're going to be watching one of those, you read the entire B-movie script, but every time there's an and, it plays the entirety of the Ice Age. But every time that Manny's on screen, it plays the entirety of Toy Story. But every time that Andy's on. Every time Sid takes a dump, it plays the entirety of Shrek. Every time that
All right, we get the idea. We get it. So, I've been meaning to ask: have we done Change yet? Like the improv game? Have we done that here?
No.
Okay,
I don't know what that is.
Fire and Friends.
So we're gonna do that probably next week.
Okay.
I'll have to come up with some scenarios. Jeremiah will help me with that while we're in microeconomics. By the way,
it's a good thing to do while you're in economics.
Jeremiah was the genius behind the great clown caper in the courtroom episode.
Oh.
So he's been behind the scenes working with the show for weeks.
I see.
He's essentially our writer. So anyway, listeners, we hope you have a wonderful week, and we hope you get lots of sunshine, and we hope that you don't get too cold, because we know the world is frozen right now. So that's all for this week. See you next time.